just really feels very disheartening that this is happening.
That's Julie Butner, the president and CEO of the Tarrant Area Food Bank. She says the organization received a bill from MidAmerican Energy Services for almost $58,000 for services during February's Arctic blast.
Our electric bill normally runs about $5,000 to $6,000 a month for our two buildings.
And to add insult to injury, the food bank was without power for about 72 hours during that time, so it had to throw out a lot of its perishable food. While the food bank's rate is fixed, the Iowa-based Berkshire Hathaway-owned company says ancillary costs are billed by ERCOT, are market-driven, and can increase significantly during extreme weather events. Mike Brazovan, the president of Thigby LLC, which brokered the deal with MidAmerican, says that's unethical.
During that time when those prices spiked, I guess they didn't have those hedged adequately, and they're trying to pass through that variance to the customers.
Brazovan has filed a formal complaint against MidAmerican to the Public Utility Commission on behalf of the food bank and 16 other customers he brokered agreements with, alleging that it violated the terms of the agreement. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.